All right, gang, it's Conway Whitman, Tim Conway Jr., Brian Whitman, live on 97.1 The FM Talk Station. And I gotta be very careful on how I frame this, because I did something yesterday that got me into a little hot water at the old homestead.
Oh, jeez.
But it was something that eventually was going to happen anyway, so I gotta be very careful, because she's 8 months pregnant. She's probably very emotional, probably listening at this point. And so I got to be careful on how I do this.
You sure you want to do this?
Yeah, tonight show.
By the way, I was doing Jay Leno for her all weekend, and she finally said to me around 10 o'clock last night, she goes, you know, that doesn't sound anything like Jay Leno.
She is emotional, isn't she?
I was going, what are we going to have for dinner?
Is there some steak, son?
Yeah, well, that's the... Well, I've always enjoyed doing Jay, the highs and the lows, you know. Down here. Up here.
Doritos.
Yeah, and that's kind of the... Jennifer, not a fan of that impression?
She is of yours, not mine. Not mine.
What happened
well,
yesterday?
Well, here's what we did. Now, she had asked me a couple of months ago. She said, you know, what one of these classes do you want to take? These, you want to go Le Mans or whatever it's called?
It's a Le Mans.
Le Mans. All right.
Le Mans, I think,
Albany,
is a car.
Albany, it's all the same stuff. Right? Oh, right. Yeah. We'll get to that later, though. Find out what happened on Saturday with you and your pal that got in a huge fight. But she says to me, she goes, which one of these classes you want to take? And I said, I don't want to take any of them. I said, you know, listen, we have doctors, we got friends, we got family, we got neighbors. We have a terrific neighbor named Molly, and she is so great. She came over and she said, you know, if you need anything, I'm here. I have two of my own kids. I can help with that.
Oh, how sweet. That's
yeah,
nice.
It's great. It's like being in the Midwest, you know? So she says, you want to go to these classes? I said, no, I don't want to go. She finally said, I'd really like you to go.
See? We talked about this about a month ago, and I said, Tim, you're going to have to go to these classes.
Right.
It's part of the being pregnant together.
All right. So we get – the class is going to be on a Sunday. Now, she gave me two options. She said, one, we can go every Wednesday for 6 years. No, it's like every Wednesday for 5 weeks, 2 hours a day.
Oh, gosh. That's
right?
Yeah.
And I didn't want to have scheduled in anything for any Wednesday ever. You know, especially knowing the next 5 weeks I've got something to do.
Right. You want to keep your Wednesdays clear till
exactly.
Till you drop dead.
Yeah. So she said, well, we can do a Sunday class. That's all right. How long is the Sunday class? 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Oh, God. That's all Sunday. That's horrible.
You can fly to Australia.
Yes, you can.
Well, then maybe not Australia.
You could certainly fly to New York.
You can fly to New York and be and get in a cab and get in your hotel and be in bed.
Yep.
If your plane left at 9 a.m., you could be in a hotel room by 7 p.m. East Coast time.
But the important thing is Jennifer said, I would like you to go to the class. So you really, as the dad, as the husband, it would seem to me you'd have no choice but to go and be supportive. And I'm sure that's what you did.
Well, that's what I did. Now, I do a show on Sunday morning with N3 Oceanic for Rescue 1250, and I get up at 4 a.m. on Sunday to be at Westwood One at 5 a.m., and I work till 6 a.m., and I get home around 6:30. So I get home at 6:30, I set the alarm, I'm going to get 2 hours sleep.
Right? Oh, gosh, that's depressing.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I pass out, I wake up at 8:30, and we shower, we're going to go to this thing. And now... Mind you, I go in the shower, I get ready to go, I come out, I go to make the bed, and all the pillows are gone from the bed. So I said, hey, baby, where are the what happened to the pillows?
It's kind of strange.
We're bringing those to the class. So I'm walking in with props now. I'm walking in with pillows.
Like carrot top.
Like a bottle of water, and it's just unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
So we get in the car, we go down to this class. And we get there at 9:30. It was supposed to be, we thought it would start at 9:30. So we get there at 9:25. And the teacher said, you're a half hour late. So right then I thought, you know, I was thrown right back to third grade.
That's right, bad vibes.
When you're like 5 minutes late for class and you have to like get to your seat and everyone's looking at you. And, right. You know, you just feel like an a-hole.
How long has it been since you've been to a class of any kind and you're late again?
It's been since college,
right.
Since I was at a class.
And you're late.
And I was late, yeah. I was always
something's
late.
Never changed.
Exactly. So we sit there. First of all, we park the car, you know, on the street, and I see three, like, SUVs, like a BMW, an Acura, you know, Lexus. And two of them have, like, John Kerry bumper stickers on. Oh. Now, I'm wearing my Ronald Reagan T-shirt with my Ronald Reagan hat.
Are you serious? Is this how you roll out on a Sunday? Really, are you 85 years old?
I got my USS Ronald Reagan hat that I wear, and that I got as a gift from a friend.
But you double up with the Gipper T-shirt?
Yeah, I just happened to throw a T-shirt on that has Ronald Reagan on the. It's not the whole. It's not his whole. You know, the whole picture and the Berlin Wall coming down. It's a little tiny. It says Ronald Reagan on the top.
And the hat.
Yeah, I look like I'm about to get on. You know, the USS aircraft carrier.
You probably look like you were a volunteer at the Reagan Library. How they dress.
Listen, I look like I, you know, I rolled out of bed in Provo, Utah, right? So I get into the class, and I'm already, you know, trying to hide up all my Reagan signs. I got my head and, you know, my whole, right, I don't know what I'm going to do here. So we get there, and there's four other couples in the class. And it's a storefront. No, shouldn't say that. The name of the place is, I'm not going to tell you what it is. But it doesn't have any men or parent or father's names on it. It's like Woman's World, right?
Oh, so it's almost gender exclusive.
Exactly. So you know it's not going to be a warm place for a guy with nuts. You're walking in there, and you're walking into a shooting gallery, you know, with these with the feminists.
You feel unwelcome.
Exactly. I mean, please. It says, you know, women only, basically, on the door. And I'm with my Ronald Reagan hat and my Ronald Reagan shirt.
You already know you're outnumbered. There's at least two or three Kerry supporters in there.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So I walk in, and we're late, and they give us a couple of chairs, and we sit down. And I look around the class, and I see these four other guys, and these guys are dead. They are D-E-A-D. They have said F it to everything. They're sitting there. They're not smiling. They're holding their wives' hands.
Oh. Oh.
They're doing some kind of breathing technique.
Oh.
And she goes, "Take your shoes off." And I said, "Ah, I'm cool." And she goes, "Nah, everyone takes their shoes off." I'm like, "Nah, I'll keep my sneakers on, thanks."
Tim, why would you do that? I mean, you're going to a class. There's some rules. They ask you to take the shoes off. Why were you confrontational?
Because I keep my shoes on. I get out of bed, and I put my shoes on. And they're on until I go to bed.
Well, there have been evenings here that you've slipped your shoes off.
Well, if I
you
have...
You took your socks off one night.
Well, I had a pine needle in my sock, and I had to do that.
So extenuating circumstances.
Exactly. But normally, I would never take my shoes off.
So you refused...
I don't take them off anywhere.
You refused to participate and cooperate with the instructor.
Initially, yes. So I'd take the shoes off, and I get going. So now she says... She starts talking about what you're going to go through during the pregnancy, right? And I'm about to kill myself that I have to be here. And I'm thinking to myself, all right, it's hot in here. It's small. I'm with these, you know, four Democrats, and there's not a ball in the place. Nobody smells like cigarettes or booze. It's 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning. Don't you think somebody would smell like a cigarette or a drink?
It couldn't one of them be on a bender?
Or don't you think you'd have like a racing form sticking out of somebody's pocket?
Yeah, a couple of rhino bucks falling on the floor, a couple of those rhino chips.
But everybody's very straight-laced. So we sit down, and the teacher says, she goes, "This is what you're going to go through." She said, the women are going to be, they're going to have indigestion, they're going to this, they're going to that, their stomach is smaller, back pain, blah, 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 blah. And she said, "By the way, after you're pregnant, you're going to have a very heavy period that's going to last a week.
Oh.
And you may want to throw the sanitary napkins out in case so the dog doesn't get them and run around the house with them."
Oh.
And I said to my wife at that point, I said, "Baby, I got to get the F out of here."
How long was this into the clock?
It was 20 minutes. I looked at the clock. I thought it was like noon, and we had been there 20 minutes.
You're waiting for the lunch break.
Exactly. And I said, "I've got to get the F out of here."
But you said the F word.
Yeah, the whole F word. I said it to her. And nobody else heard it. So she wasn't feeling well to begin with. She, you know, walks outside sweating and stuff. And I said, "I'm going out for a smoke break." and nobody laughs. You know, Christ Almighty, is he serious? Is he serious?
They were glaring
at you? Is there going to be secondhand smoke around that kid? Is that kid going to have cancer at five, six?
I certainly hope she's not smoking during her pregnancy. So. I bet she is, though. I mean, with a married to a barbarian like that. Do you see the Reagan shirt? Yeah, no, he's one of these Limbaugh freaks. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, yeah. The Hannitized guy is out blowing secondhand smoke on his wife's fetus. Please, wait, it's not, and you know, it'd be one thing if he was just wearing the Reagan shirt, but he's got the hat too. You know what that means. He's not just into Reagan. He's nuts about Reagan.
He probably went to the funeral.
Oh, I bet he did. Yeah. I bet he watches a lot of Fox News. Well, never mind them.
So
I want to hear about my menstrual cycle following the birth. Enough of that. Crazy Clinton hater over there.
They were talking about how much you got to bring food to the hospital and make sure that every time somebody comes over after the birth, they bring food with them. And I was driving me crazy. And all I was thinking about was, it's 10 o'clock now. If I can get out of here by 10:30, I can hit the post at Del Mar. I can drop her off at home, get in that car, buzz down to San Diego, and be there for the first race. And then I thought to myself, if I do that, there's going to I hope I win because there's going to be hell to pay at home.
Oh, yeah. Now, that would be a highly insensitive move.
Right. So she walks outside. She's not feeling well either. And I walk outside.
For the smoke break.
Well, that's what I said it was. Obviously, I didn't smoke. But I walk outside, and she is, you know, just not feeling well. I said, let's go. And she goes, no, I paid for this class. Let's go back in there. I said, baby, I'm not going back in there. I cannot walk back in that room. The only reason I'm going back in that room is to get my shoes, your purse, and our pillows.
Because you had your shoes removed and you left them there in
exactly.
The room. Oh, jeez.
So I go back in there. I collect everything. She said, where are you going? I said,
instructor asked you.
Yeah. I said, we're taillights. And she said, excuse me? I said, we're gone. We're out. And she goes, well, is everything okay? I said, everything's fine. Just keep going with the menstrual and keep these four eunuchs here and keep them,
Carry on.
Yeah, take the balls from these guys, stick them in your purse, and do whatever you want with them. So we get in the car, and it was about 5 after 10. I was home at 10:15. This class goes on until 4 p.m. I was home at 10:15, drop her off. Get her some soup. She's not feeling well. She's in bed. And I said, baby, I'm going to Del Mar.
You said this.
And you know what her response was?
What?
Have a good time.
God bless her. She really is the female you. We've said it before. She is the female you.
She goes, I wish I felt a little better. I go with you.
God bless Jennifer.
So I'm talking to a friend of mine. It's Frankie Renzulli. Lives over in the Valley. He's got 9 kids or so. And I said, did you go through this class? Did you go through one of these classes? He said, he stayed about as long as I did through one of these classes. And he said, it's basically like teaching, you know, a birth class for women is basically like teaching men in a group how to take a crap. He goes, eventually, this baby's going to come out.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not, this baby is going to come out.
You're going to push a little bit or maybe a lot.
And if you have questions, you can call the doctor. If you have, you know, problems, there's neighbors. There's probably 600 women within a mile of me who have had a child.
Sure. You could always fall back on it.
Always ask somebody.
C-section if you're having, I mean, it's coming out.
Exactly what to do. So she says to me at dinner, my wife says to me at dinner, I get back and we're having dinner.
Excuse me. You went to Del Mar?
I ended up hitting the track.
Jesus, Tim. I really think you're sending the wrong message to Jennifer in her 8th month of pregnancy.
Now, I ran into a guy at Del Mar, and he says, a friend of mine, he says, I thought you said you couldn't come today because you were supposed to be in a birth class. And I said, please, just, let's figure out this next race. Let's not, you know, get crazy. So we're having dinner, and my wife says to me, she says, on Tuesday, there's a breastfeeding class I'd like for you to go to with me. And I dropped my fork and I said,
"You dropped your fork?"
Yeah. I couldn't believe this. I thought she was kidding. I thought she was just joking, so I was laughing. And I said, I'm not the guy. All right? I think you knew that coming in, that I'm not this guy. I'm not the guy with an SUV with the John Kerry stickers and the ballless wonder who's going to sit there. And I said, I'm an old-fashioned conservative guy. You raise the kid. I'll make enough money where you can sit at home and raise the kid. But that is going to be your responsibility.
All right. But what about some assistance from you in preparation for the birth of the kid?
All I know is when you have a child, especially a girl, you wipe from front to back.
All right.
That's the key.
That's the general rule.
Right.
Now, but back to this issue of preparing for the birth of your daughter.
Right.
Do you think it's inappropriate that Jennifer asks you to go to these classes, or now the follow-up on Tuesday, which would be tomorrow, the breastfeeding class?
I'm out. I can't sit through it.
How long is the breastfeeding class?
It's 2.5 hours.
Oh, you could do that.
No, I cannot. And I'm not. And I just can't do this. All right, gang. Am I completely out of control, or are other guys on the planet like me where they said, F it, to these classes?
May I ask
I think
you,
they're a hoax, by the way. I think they're all BS.
Well, they were.
And
I think this is
the way that doctors cover up in case anything goes wrong. They go, "I told you to go to the birthing classes."
Well, I think that's probably not true. But
I believe it to be true.
All right.
I think it's a complete scam.
All right. How did Jennifer respond when you dropped your fork and said, "I'm not the guy who goes to breastfeeding classes. I'm not that guy"? What was the response?
She was a couple of tears, which I felt bad about.
Oh, jeez.
And then I told her, I had a sit-down with her, and I said—
You had a sit-down with
her?
Yeah.
He said, "Let's sit down and talk about
this." That's
a
mob term. You know, have a sit-down. Tim, this is not to have a sit down is a mob term. If you watch The Sopranos and there's going to be 20 more episodes coming, Tony says, "Yeah, I want to have a sit down." And you go and you have a sit down. A sit down is not something you have with your pregnant wife who's crying. It's not a sit down. Let's call that a heart to heart.
All right. I said to her, I said, "Baby, listen, I gave her the speech. I'm going to be like my dad. I'm going to be like my grandfather. I'm going to be like my great grandfather. Where I'm going to be involved with this kid's life, but not with the diapers and the day-to-day stuff. I'm going to be the guy leaving in the morning, coming home at night with the money, because that's the way that my dad was, that's the way my grandfather was, and that's the way you're supposed to be. That's the way it's supposed to happen.
That's the way it's been in your family."
Exactly. For guys to get 50-50 into this crap, and yet they've got to go out and make a living, so they've got to make a living, they've got to work, they've got to bring home the money, and then when they get home 50-50, that is out of control. It's outrageous.
Well, after Sophia is born, I'm going to tell you, and I've talked to buddies who have married and have kids. They have told me they would much rather go to work like we go to work than be working at home all day with that baby. I'm telling you, when you see what your wife has to go through to change the diapers and feed the baby and wake up when the baby's crying, you're going to think, "Wow, I'm sure glad I have my radio show to do, because that's an easier job than the one she's doing."
Well, then you know what? Then that's fine. Then if they want to go out and, you know, earn a couple of, you know, G's a week, whatever they can do, that's fine. I'll sit down with the kid. All right, gang, am I out of control that I did not go to these classes? And that I sort of am an old-fashioned guy where I'm going to earn the money and she's going to take care of the child. Does this work, or am I completely nuts here? 520-9710. That's 520-9710. Sprint PCS #971. It's Conway and Whitman, Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman on 97.1 The FM Talk Station. All right, gang, it's Conway Whitman, Tim Conway Jr., Brian Whitman, live on 97.1 from Talk Station. These breastfeeding and birthing classes, I think they're a scam.
Oh, if you might just be joining us, here's what Tim explained in the first segment. Jennifer asked him, she said, "I would like you to come to the Lamaze class on Sunday," yesterday.
Right.
Tim lasted a half an hour and bailed, walked out, left. Then went to Del Mar for the day. You win at the track? Oh, you lost at the track.
Did I win at the track?
I'm just asking.
It's me.
Then last night during dinner, Jennifer says to Tim, "I'd like you to come to a breastfeeding class on Tuesday." Tim says, "I'm not this kind of guy. I'm out. I'm not going. I'm a traditional guy. You take care of the kids. I'll make the money. I'm not going to a breastfeeding class." Jennifer begins to cry.
Yes.
Tim has what he referred to as a sit-down with his wife, which is a mob term. Tony Soprano has sit-downs with Big Pussy. That's what that, you know, on that show. That's a sit-down.
I think my wife would be more offended by that.
Tony Soprano has a sit-down with, you know, Johnny Sack or something.
There you go.
And explains to her that he's not doing it. He's not that guy. He's not going to any more effing classes, I believe.
I can't do this. I can't. But she knew this coming in, that I wasn't that guy. I mean, she had heard the radio for a couple years before we met, or a year before we met.
Had a pretty good indication of who you were.
She knew I wasn't that guy.
But you don't have 2.5 hours tomorrow? What time is the breastfeeding class tomorrow?
I think it's 2 to 5.
Oh, you can knock that out and then just come to work.
I can't sit in these things. Brian in Pasadena, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good for you, Tim. Good for you, man.
Yes.
Hey, when I was like between the ages of 4 and 7, I had to go to these classes because my mom had 7 kids. Six of them at home with midwives and all those like nature people, you know.
Looked like a Ralph Nader campaign rally.
Oh, exactly. It was rough. Now, let me tell you, though, is that when I started turning 13 and 14, I donned all those books that my mom had, you know, showing the lady the drawing and everything.
Right.
Because, you know, cable wasn't around really back then.
Oh, and, I understand that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, because I was thinking to myself, man, if I could have gone to a breastfeeding class, you know, at 14 or 15, I would have been completely down for it.
Oh, absolutely. Although, you know what? You got to take into consideration that these women are about 85 pounds north of where they should be.
But so are their breasts proportionally.
Yeah, I understand that, but it's
not a hot look.
It's like looking at giants breastfeeding, you know?
Yeah, it's not cool, but I recommend it every. And you know what? I put my foot down. You know, this whole thing was, look, back in the day when there, you know, wasn't really epidurals and, you know, women had to suffer through childbirth. Yeah, you need the guy there to help them out, you know, push the back, the lower back, all that. But now there's like 8 different ways they can drug them. The woman's feeling better than you when you walk into the birthing room. Let the woman do their thing. Let their sister, mom, that friend they always talk to on the telephone be in there. You kick it outside or you show up, you know, accidentally, oh, I didn't know the birth was going to be that fast.
Right.
And then you get there and it's all over, you know. And
how many kids do you have?
It's nice to hear you gentlemen very engaged in your wife's pregnancy. This is really very nice.
You have 4 kids?
Yeah, 4.
Good for you.
All right,
man.
Well,
you take care of yourself. That guy's going for it in life.
Thanks, buddy.
He's 1 of 7 and then had 4.
Yeah.
That's wild.
But he, quote, kicks it outside the delivery room while the action's going down.
You're
going
to
be in the room.
I'll be in the room. Yeah, sure.
You have a video camera?
No, I don't want a video camera.
No?
No, I mean, do you know anybody who's ever videotaped it?
Yes.
Do you know anybody who's then ever looked at it?
They have looked at it. My friend in New York, my best friend growing up, he videotaped it.
And they watch it?
I haven't seen it. I have no interest in seeing it, but they have watched it.
I'm not sure that my wife would want her videotaped at that point in her life.
I think a lot of women make that determination that they'd rather not have that on tape, but you know there are some people who will do the video and they don't tape down there. You know they'll just tape.
Oh, I know.
Her face, or whatever.
I think they arrest you if you concentrate down there.
Oh no, you can do that.
You can?
Yeah, my friend did that.
But I mean, if she's not having a baby, if you just went to the beach and did that to a woman, they'd throw you in jail.
Well, I think under a different set of circumstances, you might be right. But this is a childbirth we're talking about,
and you can focus on the business.
Yeah, my friend with the handheld focused on the business. At least not for the entire shoot, but for some of it was focused on that.
And doesn't the doctor, want to call the cops if he's doing that for an hour and a half?
Well, you're not elbowing the doctor and the nurses out of the way. I think you're kind of shooting from a vantage point that you can be in where you're not interfering with any of the.
All right. What about these classes? Let's talk to a Rob in Culver City. You're on 97.1.
Hey guys, how you doing?
All right. Hi, Rob.
Hey. Okay. I think the breastfeeding is definitely drawing a line. I mean, I have a 14-year-old, 11-year-old. I did do Lamaze, and guys, I think it's Conway, right?
Yeah.
I think you're kind of a wussified cop-out not to do the 5 classes. I mean, come on. 5 days out of a whole year, and I mean, I know you want to go to the track and you want to go places.
No, buddy, listen. I don't know what your life is like with your wife. But it sounds like you probably share 50-50 in the child rearing and the child bearing.
Well, I mean, it's all about compromise. I mean, you get to do things and she gets to do things. It works both ways.
No,
I mean, 5 days.
You know what? You're one of these guys who, does your wife work?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what does she do for a living?
She's a CFO of a company.
All right, so she makes a really good living.
Well, yeah.
All right. And you make a good living?
Yes.
She makes more than you, though.
Yes.
Okay. See, that's what happened.
Is that what's at play here?
Yeah.
But that didn't happen when we first had our kids.
No, but it eventually was going to happen because she wears the pants in that family.
That's a prediction of the future.
Well, no, but she currently does.
But I'm talking about now.
He's not denying that. That's interesting. Does she currently wear the pants, Rob?
That's not the point.
Oh, man.
Guys, I'm saying the Conway.
There's a yes for you. Affirmative.
Guys, you're just wussified, copping out.
Did you ask your wife if you could make this call?
Come on. You're evading the question.
Did you ask her if you could call?
No, you're evading the question. He asked you if you asked your wife permission to make your call.
Can you call whoever you want?
Conway, I'm looking at your picture, dude.
Hey, dude, let me ask you a question. When you go to the ATM, can you pull out as much money as you want and go spend it wherever you want?
See, you are wussified.
He won't answer.
All right, buddy. Hey, why do you have a picture of me? That's a little odd. I mean, is there a knife through it?
Guys, I don't listen to the show much. I went online to see you guys.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And what do you think?
It's pretty gruesome, huh?
You want me to be honest?
A gruesome twosome?
You look like okay guys, but...
All right. All right, Rob, please. Listen. You have decided to relinquish all control of your life over to your wife, and I have not. It's just a different mentality. I'm not saying yours is bad. I'm not saying mine is bad.
You're so off.
I'm not saying mine's bad or yours bad. I'm just saying that your wife controls more of your household than mine, and that's okay.
But that's not even the issue here. I'm talking about
you. It seems to be the issue.
Well, I think in fairness to the caller, if I might, Tim, in fairness to the caller, he's asked you a question.
What was the question?
The question was, do you not have 5 Wednesdays to give to your wife during this very important time?
Come on, over a year. Is it that hard of a deal?
I'm not going to these classes. You know what? That's probably how she sold you on it, and you buckled. And you sat and you said, "Yeah, I'll definitely go."
I agree with you.
And I'll bet any time she asks you to do anything, you do it.
Within reason, man.
See?
Just like everything.
No, it's not like everything. You've got to learn from the Mexicans. You have any Mexican guy friends?
I'm sorry.
Do you have any Mexican guy friends?
Oh, Tim actually really uplifts and really is in awe of the Mexican.
Yeah,
The Mexican male is the guy who needs to teach American males how to survive.
That dynamic between the Mexican man and the Mexican woman is
exactly.
You're attracted to that.
The Mexican male wears the pants in that family, and he controls that household. The American male wears a skirt, and she controls the household. Got to learn from the Mexican guys. Let's talk to Ron and Encino. You're on 97.1 The FM Talk Station.
Hey, all these classes are about, they want you to sympathize with what they're going through and make sure that you'll be helping them in the middle of the night, changing diapers and all that kind of stuff.
I'm out. Yeah, I know. No. You know, I probably, you know, she's sleeping or, you know, depressed out of her mind through a postpartum depression. I'll you know, change a diaper, get the kid going. But we also are in a city. It's not like, you know, Little House on the Prairie, where it's 70 miles between homes.
Yeah, this is not the Ingalls family. This is the Conway family.
I live literally 2 miles from the hospital. Actually, less than 2 miles. It's a mile and a quarter or so away from the hospital where
we're
going.
That's good, because if you keep this up, she's going to put you there. That's convenient, because another breastfeeding class.
You have no idea how understanding she was when I presented the differences between me and her and what her responsibilities are and what mine are. She got it.
So you laid the law down, really?
I didn't lay it down. I think we both sort of, you know, determined that it's going to be, you know, it's going to be the way that she was raised and the way that I was raised.
Will Jennifer be going alone to the breastfeeding class tomorrow?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
If she leaves the house at 1:30...
I don't think she'll go to the breastfeeding class.
But if she leaves the house at 1:30 tomorrow and you see her 8 months pregnant, God bless her,
She'll get a videotape. We'll watch a tape at home.
Okay, but if tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 you're sitting there watching TVG with your bedding and she makes her way to the door and gets the car keys and walks out, and I'm going to that breastfeeding class.
Right.
You're
going
to sit there on the couch and let her walk out and go to that class by herself?
I will walk to the car to say goodbye to her. And she'll do it. And she's a grown female. She's 31 years old.
A very mature woman.
She'll be 32 years old.
Yep.
She's your age.
Yeah, she's very level-headed.
Yeah. And you can do things on your own. If I was going to have a child, I wouldn't drag her to this.
Tim, you are having a child.
No, but I mean, if I were physically going to have a child.
Well, no, see, Tim, this is...
I would not drag her to this class.
You see, the problem is that you just showed your cards.
She is having
there.
A child,
you said if
not
I,
me.
You said if I were having a child. Tim, you are having a child.
No, she is having the child. We are not pregnant. She is pregnant. We are not going to be both at home with the kid. She's going to be home with the kid. We're not going to both be working. I'll be working. That's the way the American family used to roll, and that's what works. It's Conway Whitman, Tim Conway Jr., and Brian Whitman live on 97.1 The FM Talk Station. All right. It's Conway Whitman on 97.1 The FM Talk Station. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian Whitman. I missed my breast or my birthing classes. Just couldn't go.
Well, you didn't miss it. You went and left.
I couldn't go. Sarah Finder, ladies and gentlemen. Dan Finder's wife. How are you, ma'am?
I'm great.
Hey.
Hi, Sarah.
Oh, man. We saw Sarah. Hi. What did we see? Last week? 2 weeks ago?
Yep.
2 weeks ago. Oh, you look great.
Thank you, honey.
All right. So delicious. What do you think? Did Malibu Dan go to these classes with you?
He did. But You want to know what? That's his personality. I completely agree with you, Tim. I don't think you should go.
Is that right?
I'm totally in agreement with you. And I'll tell you why. There's no point to them after you've done it once. Jen can tell you what you need to know. There's more than a couple of things, but there's things you need to know that if it happens in the hospital while she's giving birth,
right.
You don't want to be freaked out. You want to know what's going on. Okay, now's the epidural, blah, blah, blah. The baby's a little blue. Don't get freaked out.
Yeah, but Sarah, here...
Stuff like that.
But it takes a lot to freak me out. I was driving with my wife to Santa Barbara 2 years ago, and there was a car in front of us. It was like a Lincoln Continental. And the guy hit the guardrail.
Oh.
He came across the freeway, ran into a truck, hit the guardrail on the other side, and the car, basically all the airbags went off, and he totaled this car right in front of us. And my reaction to that was, I just put my hand over to my wife, and I go, oh, dude, that guy's really wiping out. So it takes a lot for me to, you know, to really flip out, freak out.
But Sarah, he's
going to fill you in. Well, you don't need to go. Moral support.
Well, that's just it. Well, look, yeah, Sarah. I mean,
I had to go.
Jennifer said Jennifer was forced out of the birthing class only a half hour into it by Tim over the weekend yesterday. He then went to the track.
Oh, please.
Well, you did.
Make me sound like a complete degenerate.
I'm sorry. I just described what happened. Is it true that you took her out of there after a half hour?
Yeah, we both left.
Is it true you went to the track?
It was open.
Okay. And then they're having dinner, and she says, would you go with me on Tuesday to a breastfeeding class? He says no. She starts to cry a little bit. You know how you are when you're emotional and you're pregnant. Shouldn't he just at least give her 2 hours at the breastfeeding class tomorrow? It's not at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Tuesday.
I think you have to pick your battles.
Exactly.
And I really think that... You guys are going to have a lot of battles.
But you know, you're really pissing Malibu Dan off because he's wondering why he had to go.
Between me and Tim, Sarah,
sweetheart, you didn't have to go. You wanted to go.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay.
All right. You want to change diapers? You want to do all of that? I think it's great that Tim is like basically saying how it is and saying this is the way it's going to be. There's no point in them having the baby and all of a sudden Jen finds out all these different things that she assumed what's going to happen. I also think it's completely fair that if Tim is going to work, that Jen is going to be responsible for
him. But she can't wait to take care of this baby.
So it's better for Jennifer to know now that Tim's participation level will be extremely low.
I think going into this, everybody knew that.
Extremely low. I know Tim, and I know that Tim is going to be an incredible father.
I agree.
Oh, yes.
Changing the diapers is only one small aspect of it.
You know, I got in trouble about a year ago because I taught my 6-year-old niece. I went to the track with my 6-year-old niece, and I taught her how to slam a program on her hand, basically like this. If this were the program, come on with this four, come on with this four, come on with this four, and now she does it. And she'll go, come on with this four. Come on with this four.
And slam a track program into her hand.
She was at the track with my dad a couple weeks ago. And I talked to her at the track. And I said, hey, do me a favor, Courtney. I said, she's seven now. I said, can you bet the three horse for me? $2 to win on the three horse? And she goes, nah. She goes, the three hasn't been doing anything all day.
That's awesome.
Oh, she's gonna be great.
And your dad's like, that's my granddaughter, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's for real.
My dad's, you know, at that point, he's laying off the three. He's like, wait a minute, what does she know? It's Conway and Whitman, Tim Conway Jr., and Brian Whitman on 97.1 The FM Talk Station.